Have you ever walked into a room and immediately sensed tension no one else seemed to notice? Or found yourself replaying a brief criticism for days while others shrugged it off in minutes? Perhaps you've been told you're too sensitive so often that you started believing something was fundamentally wrong with you. Here's the truth. Nothing is broken. You're part of a remarkable 30% of the population whose brains are wired to process the world more deeply, feel more intensely, and notice what others miss. This isn't a flaw to fix. It's a neurological gift that science is only beginning to understand. The challenge isn't your sensitivity itself, but learning to thrive in a world designed for people who feel less. Sensitivity isn't emotional fragility. It's a fundamental personality trait rooted in how your brain processes information. In the 1980s, researcher Jerome Kagan discovered some infants responded intensely to stimuli while others remained calm. Following these high-reactive babies into adulthood confirmed this temperament persists throughout life. Brain scans reveal that when viewing images with subtle changes, sensitive people show significantly greater activation in regions related to visual processing and evaluating complexities. This deep processing manifests as both intellectual depth and emotional awareness, two sides of the same neurological coin. This trait occurs equally across genders and appears in over 100 species. Among rhesus macaques, sensitive individuals with nurturing mothers become clever, resilient leaders. Among humans, sensitivity confers superior pattern recognition, intuition, and prediction abilities. Your sensitivity is fundamentally genetic. The short version of the serotonin transporter gene makes you more responsive to your environment. You read emotions more easily, evaluate risk more carefully, and may be more creative and empathetic. While genes account for 47% of sensitivity, environment accounts for 53%. This creates the sensitive boost effect. You suffer more in negative environments, but gain disproportionate benefits from positive ones. Sensitivity manifests in three distinct ways. Low sensory threshold makes you a supersensor who notices subtle environmental changes, but becomes overwhelmed by crowds or scratchy textures. Ease of excitation makes you a super feeler who absorbs others' emotions and needs significant downtime. Aesthetic sensitivity makes you an aesthete, deeply moved by art and beauty. Most sensitive people experience some combination, creating a unique sensory fingerprint. These types create five superpowers: empathy, creativity, sensory intelligence, depth of processing, and depth of emotion. Your empathy, the ability to feel into others, is powered by brain structures that light up differently when viewing others in distress, enabling breakthroughs like Jane Goodall's work. Your creativity stems from noticing more detail and feeling emotions vividly. Researcher Nina Wolf confirmed that people with the sensitivity-associated gene scored higher on creative originality tests. Your sensory intelligence means heightened environmental awareness, like anticipating muddy conditions or waking to subtle changes in a partner's breathing during cardiac arrest. In sports, this manifests as field vision that made Wayne Gretzky legendary. Your depth of processing results in more careful decision-making and creative connections. Your depth of emotion gives you fluency in a language others struggle to speak, an intensity that psychiatrist Kazimierz Dąbrowski linked to high achievement and self-actualization. Your deep processing brain needs frequent rest. Without it, you become overwhelmed. Picture a bucket filling throughout the day with crowds, noise, bright lights, worries, others' emotions, deadlines, information overload, changes, and clutter. Yours fills faster than most. When your bucket overflows, you experience dysregulation. Your sensory system declares no more. Your body feels under attack, triggering racing thoughts, muscle tension, and an urge to escape. Your threat system hijacks your brain and overreacts to non-threatening situations. The antidote is activating your soothe system, your rest and digest mode that restores calm and presence. Managing overstimulation requires a lifestyle that honors your sensitivity. Check in throughout the day to catch warning signs early. When overstimulated, remove yourself from triggering stimuli. When escape isn't possible, use proprioceptive input, sensations for moving your body against resistance. Press your back against a wall, lie on the floor, do desk push-ups, or give yourself a tight hug. Create at least one sanctuary space with comfort, soft lighting, and joy-bringing items where you can decompress and return to yourself. Empathy can overwhelm you through the chameleon effect, unconscious mirroring that unfolds in three stages: mimicking physical cues, experiencing corresponding emotions through feedback loops, and learning context. Negative emotions spread more easily than positive ones. Watching someone stressed can measurably increase your cortisol levels. Empathy presents a fork: distress or compassion. The difference is crucial. Empathy mirrors another's emotional state, while compassion involves concern with an impulse toward action. This shift changes your brain chemistry. Different neural regions activate, heart rate slows, oxytocin releases, and pleasure centers light up. The key lies in where you direct attention. Empathy without compassion becomes self-focused as you cope with your own distress, while compassion remains other-centered. By shifting your spotlight from your feelings to the other person's needs, you move from emotional overwhelm to effective support. This isn't about feeling less, it's about channeling what you feel into meaningful action. When you master this transformation, your empathy becomes a renewable resource rather than a draining burden. Relationships challenge you despite your empathy and conscientiousness. You need more downtime, become overwhelmed by conflict, absorb others' emotions, and crave deeper connections than most provide. Research confirms you often report less relationship satisfaction, feeling bored or stuck in a rut, because surface-level exchanges leave you unfulfilled. Finding authentic connection grows harder as Americans maintain fewer close friendships than before. Conflict triggers physiological responses similar to combat stress: racing heartbeat, agitation, perceptual distortions. You may shut down or cry during disagreements, making avoidance tempting. Yet avoiding conflict limits relationship depth. While occasional accommodation works, speaking up about boundary violations remains essential. You struggle to ask for what you want, though you easily identify what you don't want. This reluctance stems from not wanting to burden others, but leaves needs unmet and erodes meaning. Speaking honestly about desires builds emotional intimacy and responsiveness. Vulnerability creates the trust and deeper conversations you crave. It's like sharing art, laying bare something from your heart to be seen and valued. While you naturally show vulnerability, many suppress it due to cultural messages equating it with weakness. Healthy vulnerability deepens connection. Living as a sensitive person in a world designed for those who feel less isn't about fixing yourself. It's about recognizing that your depth, empathy, and awareness are precisely what our disconnected society needs. You're not broken. You're the teacher showing a faster, louder world what it means to slow down, connect deeply, and create meaning. The revolution begins when you stop apologizing for needing downtime, saying no, or crying. It continues when you recognize your intuitions deserve to be spoken aloud. Your ability to sense when something feels wrong and offer unexpected solutions fills critical gaps in schools, workplaces, relationships, and communities. Imagine a world embracing the sensitive way. Schools with quiet spaces that teach sensitivity isn't a flaw. Workplaces valuing emotional intelligence over hustle culture. Personal lives legitimizing quieter gatherings without stigma. You are part of a quiet revolution already underway. Your sensitivity isn't something to overcome. It's your contribution to a world that has forgotten how to feel. Every time you honor your need for rest, speak your intuitive truth, or create space for vulnerability, you're planting revolutionary seeds. Step forward not despite your sensitivity, but because of it. Your depth is your strength, your empathy is your power, and your ability to feel everything is exactly what will help heal a world that has learned to feel too little.